أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today could very well be the very last day of the month of Ramadan, depending what part of the world you are in. Or maybe tomorrow would be the last day completing 30 fasts of this blessed month of Ramadan. Whatever the case may be, as we continue and we begin to conclude this series of Ramadan reflections for our third year in our theme of living the Quran through the living Quran, today we want to turn our attention actually to the Quran and how the Quran itself speaks about the Quran. Obviously, this is something which we should have been thinking about from day one of this month of Ramadan. But obviously, as we continue through these verses, we have reached to this conclusion and this verse of appreciating the Quran from how Allah Himself describes this glorious book. Before we go on into the description that God gives, let us review this verse and come back and try to analyze it very briefly to better appreciate the Quran via the Quran.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
Behold, this Quran is a great book which we have revealed to you, full of excellences, so that these people may ponder over its verses, and so that those gifted with pure understanding may take heed. This month of Ramadan has been about the Quran. In fact, when God introduced the month of Ramadan to us in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter number 2, He actually told us that the month of Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance for humanity, and a clear criterion, and a distinguisher between guidance and realities. This Quran, which we have been looking at over the last 29 days, and which I'm sure we've all been reading in our homes or our religious centers, has been revealed not just to be recited in the month of Ramadan. Indeed, we know when the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, introduced the month of Ramadan to us in the end of the month of Sha'ban, in that very famous sermon which he delivered on a Friday before the month of Ramadan, he told us that to recite one verse of the Book of God in the month of Ramadan, the reward would be equivalent to reciting the entire Quran in any other month in the year. And so obviously we gather to recite the Quran, but as a community of believers, we have to appreciate that the true worth of us as individuals is commensurate to how much importance we give to the Quran in our day-to-day lives. If Ramadan is about the Quran, if Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed, if Ramadan is when God wanted us to devote more time to His book, then we have to appreciate that it's not just time devoted to reading the book. We need to do tadabbur on the Quran, as this verse speaks about. Tadabbur being to reflect, to contemplate, to think about the verses of the Quran. Now, we're not saying that each and every one of us should become a commentator, a mufassir of the Quran, and write multi-volume commentaries of what the Quran means, to explain its nuances and to elaborate on the particulars of the Quran. No, that's not the point. The point is that the Quran should not just be read. The Quran should not just be a app on our smartphone. The Quran should not just be a amulet which hangs on our rearview mirrors or decorates the walls of our house or our screensavers on our computer. No, the Quran has been given to us by God, His Word, to think about, to reflect, to read, to understand, and to implement within our lives. When God speaks about reflecting on the Quran, He brings forth some very powerful passages. For example, He says in one verse, what is wrong with the people? Do they not reflect and think about the Quran? Or are there locks upon their hearts? God is asking us, is our spiritual heart, is it locked? Is it encased in some, unpenetrable metal? Or is there room for us to actually read the Quran and think and reflect on it? Sometimes God tells us that we have a rust built up on our heart. You know, just like you may have a garden utensil, you may have, you know, a shovel or something which develops a coating of rust over top of the metal, and it begins to erode at that metal. Sometimes our hearts become like that. And God tells us that we have to polish our heart. And that can come about through, you know, recitation of the Quran, contemplation, and obviously ultimately is the application of the Quran in our day-to-day life. As this has been a month of reflecting on the Quran, and this theme that we have been presenting is living the Quran through the living Quran, let me conclude this session today with one verse of the Quran and one saying, one statement from the infallible leaders of this faith. The verse comes to us from Surah Furqan, chapter number 25. Near to the end of the verse where God proclaims, and he says, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ, that the messenger of God will say, يَا رَبْ, O my Lord, إِنَّ كَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا, indeed my community took this Quran as a playful thing, as a trivial pastime. This is a very powerful verse if we sit and deliberate and reflect on it, that our messenger, the beloved Mercy to the universe, will complain to God on the Day of Judgment that his community, us, the Muslim community, that we neglected the Quran. We threw the Quran behind our backs and we did not give it attention. Yes, we read it very beautifully. We memorized the rules of recitation. We would recite the Quran when a person would pass away. We would read the Quran at a wedding. When the bride and groom would leave to go to their new home, they would walk under the Quran. We see today that people wear clothing, paraphernalia, caps, t-shirts with verses of the Quran emblazoned on it. Even, unfortunately, some people go to the extreme maybe of even tattoos with verses of the Quran or passages that they find beautiful. All of this pales in comparison for why the Quran was revealed, which is for us to think and reflect and to understand and implement the Quran in our day-to-day life. And this is what the Prophet will complain about to God on the Day of Judgment, that we did not give the Quran its due reverence and respect. We close with a tradition from the fourth Imam, Ali ibn Hussein Zainul Abidin, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he has a very beautiful, very poignant saying. He says in the tradition that if everything from the east to the west, meaning everything in creation, was to be annihilated, and he was to remain on earth alone, he says, I would not feel alone or lonely as long as the Quran was with me. Those are very powerful words. Can we say the same thing? Can we say that, you know, if our friends weren't there, our family wasn't there, if there was no internet connection, if our satellite TV wasn't working, can we say that we would be, you know, comfortable just with the Quran with us? Our fourth Imam is showing us that if everything in existence were to be destroyed on earth, but only he remained and the Quran was there, he would be okay with that. We should be at a level to have that level of confidence to be with the Quran, to have that close affinity and love to the Quran, with the Quran. And obviously, and we'll end with this, that the Quran is not just meant to be read, but is meant to be reflected and thought about and to understand and implement its contents within our day-to-day life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.